Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Sylvain Fonnier. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm very good indeed. You're from Chateau Bonhorst.
Yes.
And that is in Bordeaux, Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux, another one of these Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux interviews. And where, though, are we? Because Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux is huge.
Yes.
Where are we?
We are in Saint-Jean-de-Blégnac. It's in a little village in the south of Saint-Emilion, in 10 kilometers of Saint-Emilion, near to Bran and Castillon-la-Bataille.
And you can actually see Saint-Emilion from the top of your vineyard, or the spiral from the church.
Yes, we have the same particularity with a good eye, and it's a good climate to produce vine and a quality grape.
So I noticed when we were driving here, we were climbing quite a bit. So you've got a little bit of altitude here as well?
Yes.
And what does that do to the grapes?
Yes, it's good for the climate and also for the acidity for the grape, and also to have a good sun and
exposure.
Yes, exposure.
Yeah. Excellent. I've had a nice little tour around and saw your lovely barrel room rooms, which are quite cool. They're rooms like an oak barrel, aren't they?
It's coup de foudre. It's a big oak barrels with a bed and breakfast inside.
Yeah.
Very unique.
Yeah, no, very good. And you wouldn't think you'd be able to fit someone in one of the barrels, but there's a bedroom, a wee lounge area, and even a bathroom in there. So
yes.
Very good. They're quite cool. I like them.
Yes.
I like them. I think they're good. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about other things. And in particular, I wanted to talk a bit about your Cremant. Because you do a Cremant de Bordeaux.
Yes, it's a sparkling wine, Cremant de Bordeaux Blanc and Cremant de Bordeaux Rosé.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a bit about how they're made?
Yes, so we make the classical method, classical process.
So it's like the champagne method or traditional?
Yes, yes, exactly. So we make a second fermentation in the bottle, but the tasting, it's very different to a champagne because... We have our grape, our climate, our soil, so it's different. So for example, for the white, we use Sémillon and Uniblanc.
Yeah, Uniblanc's a little bit of a strange one for Bordeaux, isn't it?
Not typical of Bordeaux, yes, more rarely in Bordeaux, but very interesting for the sparkling because it's a grape with more acidity, and we need acidity to produce a sparkling.
Yeah. So you use a bit of that. You could have used Sauvignon Blanc can give acidity as well. Can't it? You don't see a lot of sparkling Sauvignon Blancs.
Yes. So we make different tests with Sauvignon Blanc and with the tasting, we prefer today the Sémillon and with a blend of Uniblanc because it's for us we think it's more elegant. And yes, with a good acidity.
Are you the owner or?
Yes, owner with my brother. And today we are the fifth.
Your brother Christophe.
Yes.
No, yes. I'm only saying that because we met him in the cellar and he had a big thing on his t-shirt saying Christophe. So what's really your brother's name again?
Yes, it's Yannick. Yannick. And yes, we are the fifth generation today.
Oh, okay. Fifth generation?
Yes, fifth generation.
So when did the family get hold of the vineyard?
For me, it's 10 years ago.
You've had it for 10?
With my brother, yes.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So well, he's the winemaker, isn't he?
Yes, my brother and also with our father, they make the production in the vine and in the cellar. And with our mother, we are to the management and marketing.
Oh, good. Nice family team.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. And I saw your little boy running around earlier.
Yes.
Is he the next winemaker, isn't he?
Maybe.
Yeah, he certainly knows how to move a bottle around, a glass around, doesn't he? He's built it everywhere. Excellent, excellent. We had a wee tour around the vineyard, And even though the winery is quite close to Saint-Emilion, it was quite interesting to see that the soils, you know, you've got a lot of clay here as well.
Yes.
But we went into your cellar, and your cellar is all limestone. So what's going on there? Is it limestone? What have you got there, soils-wise?
Okay. So, yes, it's a clay and with a lot of limestone after. So the limestone, it's very interesting for the soil. Because with the limestone, we have all the mineral aroma after for the grape and the vine. And also, it's a very good draining. So to produce wine, it's good to have just a little bit water, just a little bit wine. So with the limestone, the water go very deep and don't stain in the soil. It's a very good draining. So it's very interesting to have a lot of limestone.
Yeah, we went into your limestone cellars.
Yes.
And it was very, very humid down there. There was water everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Not on the ground, but I mean, it was just humid.
Yes.
It's quite good for a cellar, isn't it?
Yes, very good. Very good to have a lot of humidity to keep the wine. We have also some oak barrel in the cellar underground, and it's very good to don't have any angel share.
Yeah, the angel share, that's the...
The angel share, it's the oak absorbs the wine inside, mm-hmm. and the level of the wine decreases, and we say it's the angel take and drink the wine.
I reckon it's your brother.
Yes. In fact, it's just the oak absorbs the wine inside. So in the cellar underground, we have a lot of humidity, so the oak have all the humidity and don't take the wine inside. So it's very natural with no oxidation.
Yeah. And it looks like the vines get through the clay all right, because we saw hanging down from the top of the limestone cellar little fine hairs coming down.
With the roots?
Yeah, the roots,
yes.
Coming through.
The roots go very deep to take humidity. So it's good for the vine to have the roots to go very deep on the soil to take humidity, and we want for the vine to suffer, so it's very important.
Suffering vines. Speaking of suffering vines, when we had a look around the vineyard, I call it leaf plucking, where you remove the leaves from around the fruiting zone. What's the reason for that?
So we exit the leaves to have more sun. For us, during all the summer, we search to have a lot of sun, to have more sugar and less acidity, so to have the good weight between acidity and sugar, and it's good. And also, if for example we have too much rain, the water don't stain in the grape, and
you get nice airflow through.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and you said you're just about to do a green harvest, so you did your sort of leaf plucking or removing the leaves. I suppose it makes it easy to see what the condition is.
Yes, to produce quality wine, it's good to have a very small quantity. So we make the green harvest to exit one part of the grape. So we search to keep just the best.
Does that mean that when you're doing your winter pruning and you're deciding how many buds to keep on,
yes,
you keep a bit more on than you are planning on keeping?
So we make the pruning first during the winter. We make the pruning we make the first selection during the pruning. And after, during the years, we see with the climate and we decided to exit another part during the green harvest.
The season here is 2016 at the moment.
Yes.
And it was quite a wet start to the year. Did you find you got a lot of... did you lose a lot of grapes during flowering or anything like that? Or is it pretty good fruit set?
We was very afraid during all the spring because we had a lot of rain, a lot of water, too much. But today we are happy because the flower was good. We have a good fecundation of the grape. So during all the July, we have a lot of sun. And we hope today... to have more sun during August and during the harvest in September. So today...
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
I suppose it's the most important times are really late August, September, isn't it, for the weather. You know, once fruit's set, it doesn't matter if it rains a little bit then, but it's really important to have good dry weather.
Yes, yes. Now it's a very, very important today and for the next day to have a good sun and just a very small water.
When we were up in the vineyard, you showed us some old vines. I think you said they were like 50 years old.
Yes.
And it was interesting because they were set really high up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you find that vineyards that are set high off the ground are normally in frost-prone areas. The idea is to get the grapes above the ground frost.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in Bordeaux. There's not a lot of frost around here. So why were the grapes in the old days set so high up?
So during a long time in Bordeaux, the vine was more high. And to help the people to work every day. But today it's finished because we find the grape very near to the soil because it's more near to the warm. And also to have the best quality.
Oh, okay. So in the old days, it was easy just to manipulate it, whereas now it's more about getting the ripeness.
Yes, more difficult to work today. Excellent. But better for the quality.
You produce wines that are AOC Bordeaux.
Yes.
Yeah? And AOC Bordeaux Supérieur. So you do a rosé, a blanc, and a few reds. But you also produce some wines in bag and box, because a lot of people don't talk about that sort of thing. You seem like, yeah, I know we make some bag and box wines. Who buys that type of wine?
So a lot of private in France, it's very popular to drink wine in bag and box.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's exactly the same quality, same quality in bottle and also in bag and box. And it's very, very easy and to drink every day. And if we want just one glass, for example, not open a bottle. And yes, we can use bag-in-box. And today, when we open a bag-in-box, we can keep during a long time. With a bag-in-box, we can keep the wine open. It's 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months?
Yes.
Okay.
So, because we don't have any air inside.
Yeah.
And for example, now during the summer, you can have the bag-in-box for the rosé in the fridge and to drink every day for the aperitif or for the dinner, for example.
The vineyard you've got is quite large. You've got you're saying it's about 44 hectares. Do you have your own bottling line?
No, we don't have, and we don't want to have, because in Bordeaux it's a special job, and it's very expensive, and also a very good precision of cleaning.
Oh,
you understand?
Okay. Yeah, it has to be super clean.
And yes, and it's a special job for every day to clean, to wash. And so it's another job. So some company in Bordeaux, and they go in all the vineyard every day to make the bottling
so
in the cellar.
Yeah, you get a mobile bottling line to come in and do your bottling?
Yes, in a truck.
Yeah.
And yes.
We were saying earlier, you've got a nice sort of area here, and you've obviously got people coming to stay in the chateau. Do you sell much wine cellar door, or is it mainly through négociants, or how do you sell your wine?
So we don't sell to the négociants. We sell a big part of the production, 60% directly to the French private customers. So it's one part here.
Online?
Yes, also. And we make a lot of wine exhibition. And a lot of delivery. So the first time the people make the tours, for example, it's a tourist for the tourist. And after, at home, they try the wine with the family, with friends. And after, we make a delivery. So we make a lot of delivery in all the France. And after, we export 40%. We export in all Europa, in United States, in Russia, Japan, China, for example.
I noticed on the on your sort of tasting notes area, you said that it says that you export, you're happy to export the wines to the UK as well. So
yes,
if people like the wine, they can always get hold of it.
So you can find the wine in a little importer in England, in the city of Derby.
Derby.
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of the importer?
It's Ourlier Wine. Ourlier Wine. It's a French importer,
okay.
And he lives in the UK since 40 years.
Okay, so he brings wines in,
yes,
and you can buy them from him. Lovely. Okay, then. I think, Sylvain, we're going to wrap it up there.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.